Hey there, everybody. This is Marshall, and Rish and I were getting together to record something, and we had a lot of things to talk about, just about what's going on in the world right now, and with the coronavirus and stuff. And I thought, you know what? I wonder if other people might want to hear us talk about it. Not that we have anything expert to say, or but just kind of our experience and what we're seeing right now. How's it going, Rish?
Well, it's going fine for me, but I can't help but feel like I'm crazy to feel this, to be fine. Like I wanted to take the kids to the park today. And my sister was just like, no, you're not going to take them to the park. And I was like, okay, well, maybe not the park, but we could go to like the waterfall or we could go to the lake or someplace where there's no people. And she's like, no, it's not people that you need to be worried about. And I was just like, then what is it?
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know, but I wanted to talk to somebody about it, and Big Anklevich and I are not on speaking terms, so I guess it's you.
Uh-oh.
And
Hopefully that doesn't last too long.
well, yeah, I mean, bygones need to be made bygones at a time like this. I can't help but feel. But okay, so you're in Idaho. Do you know, have a number? Do you know how many cases there are in your state?
I think I heard as of today there was only five.
Okay, I think we have five as well, and there's none in my city or in my county. But people are so scared, and I know that it's everywhere. I have a friend in Germany. And I emailed him and I was just like, yeah, you guys must be looking down on us right now. And he's like, no, we have no toilet paper. We have no bottled water. And I was like, oh, well, at least Gino down in New Zealand, they're protected by the One Ring. And he said the same thing. It's like, we don't have any hand sanitizer. We don't have any wipes. We don't have it. And so I have to believe that it's everywhere.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, yeah, Italy got hit really, really hard.
Oh, Italy. So they're on quarantine, and now I believe France is on quarantine as well, where you're not allowed to leave your home unless it's an emergency. And it seems like there was something else, maybe going to get food were the two exceptions. But if you're like, going to see your girlfriend or you're going to, I don't know, do whatever people do in Italy, it's against the law. You can be cited for it. You can be ticketed for it. I don't know. My sister works at the county jail, and it surprised the heck out of me. She told me that in a usual day, there are between 30 and 50 arrests in the
Oh, man.
county, and there were five yesterday. And I said, what? Nobody's leaving their home? And she said, no, it's that we haven't been actually incarcerating people unless it's a serious crime.
Yeah,
And I
I
thought,
can see
oh,
that.
okay, well, it's a good time to commit petty theft and stuff, I suppose. But
Yeah, that's something that I've thought of quite a bit. I mean, all these places are abandoned and closed down, and nobody's going out. And yeah, for those that have ill intent, yeah, that this could be a prime time to do something about it. Hopefully, I haven't heard too much of that going on. Hopefully, that doesn't become a thing.
well, sorry, let me interrupt at the very, very beginning of this by asking an insanely personal question. Marshall, do you believe that people are inherently good? Semicolon, are they good enough to control themselves in a state of national emergency like this?
I believe, yeah, I do believe that people are inherently good. But I think a lot of times we, I don't know if the word is correct, but succumb to our baser selves. And hopefully we can overcome that pull or that tendency. And I don't know, I think the best of people, and then, like you see these weird situations where something bad is happening, and then there's a bunch of looters, and it's like, what are you doing that for? That's not going to do anything for the situation. And then, you know, you have the situation with the everybody going out and grabbing tons and tons of water and TP and toilet paper for those that might not know. And it's like, I just don't get it. I'm like, when did that become a thing? There's a virus. I have to have toilet paper. Or the water supply, there's nothing wrong with the water supply, but I have to go get bottled water. That panic mentality, I guess, kicks in. And people just, I don't care if there's enough for anybody else. I'm going to get as much as I can. And I don't understand that very well.
I guess I don't understand it either. One of the things that I didn't get was how blasé Big Anklevich was about it. When I talked to him on, I want to say it was Thursday, he said, you know, I've been through hurricanes, and so this is nothing new for me. You know, going to the grocery store and seeing empty shelves and all that, and hearing people panic and, you know, people going on lockdown, that's all old hat. But Marshall, you and I are around the same age. Have you ever experienced anything like this in your life?
Not to the scale. I mean, yeah, you see it with, you know, hurricanes and things like that, but that's usually a localized event or a statewide event. But this is not only nationwide, but it's, you know, it's worldwide. It's everywhere. It didn't start here, but it's coming here, or has come, I guess. And so, yeah, I've never seen anything to this scale. And I guess I'm still optimistic myself. You know, I think all the measures that are being taken, while it seems extreme, I think it's all good, and it'll help to abate the terrible crises that happened in Italy, where, you know, our hospitals hopefully won't be just inundated with more and more and more people, and their resources run out, and then people, you have to decide who to treat and who not to treat, and then all the healthcare givers and hospital workers get tired and run down, and then they get sick, and so they can't do anybody any good. You know, hopefully by, what's the word they use? Social distancing and, you know, staying at home and not being in big crowds. Hopefully that can help abate some of that here in the U.S. Again, you know, I'm saying that I'm not in a metropolitan area. I'm not in New York City or L.A. or, you know, Houston or Chicago or something like that, where, you know, typically there's thousands of people you run into just walking down the street. You know, even though I'm in the most densely populated area of Idaho, it's still nothing compared to that. So, I guess if I was in an urban area, I might be more, worried and concerned and freaking out a little bit. But I think, you know, we'll ride through it and we'll do okay. And yeah, things might look kind of sparse and scary out there, but I think we'll get through it.
Well, yeah, I hope you're right. My mom is about to turn 73, and I don't know if it's like the radio that she listens to or the TV that she watches, but she is scared enough that it's getting me scared. And this past weekend, I went on a vacation or a trip with my nephew that we had planned all year. And, we went to Las Vegas, and I called Las Vegas before we left. I called on the drive just to make sure it hadn't been canceled so that we could turn around. And they were like, no, it's fine. We will have hand sanitizer for everybody that goes, is what they told me. And I was just like, oh, okay, well, maybe this is overblown. Maybe this is not as big a deal as I was thinking. But my mom did everything but forbid me to take my nephew on this trip. And she actually played the card of, you're going to go and he's going to get the virus and then he's going to come back and give it to me and I will die. How do you feel about that? And I was kind of horrified, but I was just like, I don't think that's going to happen, Mom. But imagine how I would feel if that did happen.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, there's always that thing. What if, you know, what if she's right?
But we went and we left on Thursday and we were just there Thursday night to Sunday morning. And just in those 3 days, casinos started shutting down. You know, the Mormon church shut down. And that scared me bad, more than anything else had. Because in my head, it's like, well, you know, the religious people, they're the ones that have faith that this is all going to be fine. And even in Stephen King's The Stand, the Mormons still went to church because they had to clean out a chapel filled with dead bodies in Boulder, Colorado. But once they were just like, nope, no more church, guys. And your tithing dollars, keep them. I was like, I really felt like it was the end times. But while we were in Vegas, all these buffets started to shut down. And all of these, shows on the strip that, you know, that make $1 million a night or whatever started getting canceled. And I saw people walking around with the masks on. And I just was like, I think this might be real. But at the same time, you go on the internet, and by the internet I mean like Facebook or Twitter or stuff of people that you know, not of strangers. And the question is asked, do you know anybody that has this thing? Do you know anybody that is sick? And thus far the answer has been no. And so I guess I'm being pulled in both directions. Anyway, I came back here and all the stores still seem to be open. All the restaurants are still open, but you can't dine in. They will let you do takeout. Pizza places are doing crazy business, delivering to people's houses.
My wife said Domino's lowered their prices way down on their pizza delivery.
But just today we're recording this on Monday, and I guess we'll release this as soon as we can, but a bunch of movie theater chains have closed up. And this is one of the things that I wanted to ask you about. Like Regal Cinema is one of the three big chains in America, and they're closing indefinitely. And their stock plummeted to like pennies on the dollar. And Cinemark is like the big chain here. I don't know what the big chain is in Idaho. But
here it's Regal.
Their stock dropped down to $10 a share. Whereas I believe last week it was 22 or 23, something like that. And I'm hearing these theaters are never going to reopen, or half of the theaters are never going to reopen, or the movie industry is never going to recover from this. People will stop going to movies forever because of this. And is that crazy? What do you think?
Well, you know, who's to say? I'm not sure, but you know, I guess Universal announced today that they're going to release three of their movies. The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma are going to go, even though they've been out in theaters a little bit, they're going to go to video right away, or to digital, I guess, and they're going to charge people online to watch them. And I think there's another movie that's coming out.
Well, Trolls World Tour is supposed to come out. I want to say the 10th of April. It's supposed to come out Easter weekend. And yeah. Universal announced today that it will also be available video on demand that day.
Right.
Which I take as they're pretty sure that a month from now, theaters will not be open.
Yeah. Yeah, they're banking, or not banking on that, but they're, that's what they're forecasting, I think.
But
yeah, so will they survive? Will they come back? You know, I would hope so. You know, I understand that they're losing money right now, and I've never owned a business to know, you know, could you survive something like that? It just like probably depends on how much you have saved up or whatever. But yeah, I would hope that once, you know, everybody's that has the virus or whatever has recovered and things start to go back, that they would open up and people would be flooding to the theaters and flooding to all these places that they've been, they couldn't access for weeks or whatever, however long it's going to be. You know, hopefully there would be a surge to these places to help move that along, move their business and the economy along. I did say to my wife, I said, man, I wish I had some money to start buying a bunch of stocks because it's just so low right now, you know. But
see, that's funny. I had the exact same thought. I thought Cinemark, you know, I don't know what the numbers are like, but around here, people love to go to the movies. And yeah, I would scoop up some of that stock if I could. Banking on, like you said, that this will all blow over and absence will make the heart grow fonder. And a month from now, people will miss the heck out of going to the movies. But I don't know. I love the movies. And on Friday when Disneyland closed, I watched a video that somebody uploaded to YouTube of, you know, Disneyland's last day. And it was raining, and yet people stood for 3 hours to get into the park in the rain for the last day of Disneyland because they so wanted to be there. And they said by like noon, the lines had abated, and the only one ride that had a line was this Millennium Falcon thing. And it was like a 30-minute line. And then, you know, the next day, Disneyland closed its doors, you know, permanently for the first time since opening in 55. And I just feel like, oh my gosh, when Disneyland opens again, whenever that is, it's like, you know, it'll do better business than it has in 20 years. But is that really naive? I don't understand why that wouldn't happen. Why people would not want to go to the movies anymore. Why people wouldn't want to go to Disneyland anymore. Unless there's something I'm missing and this is going to become a plague and humanity will change the way that it acts and feels.
Well, you know, I guess that is a possibility. You know, the what do they say? The incubation period for the virus is like 2 weeks. So somebody could have the virus for 2 weeks before they show any symptoms. And so that's kind of the reason for all of this social distancing is so that, you know, you give enough people enough time not to be around each other and give each other the virus and it doesn't spread. And you stop it, and those that do have it can get treated and have the facilities, and then eventually, you know, nobody will have it anymore to spread. And if that's true, if it's only 2 weeks, or it's, let's say it's 3 weeks, you know, then I wouldn't think that would be a life-changing or a, what did you say, a societal change. But if it lasted for several months, you know, that could be something that would shift people's perspective, shift people's priorities. If people got used to well, entertainment might not be as important as survival, I guess, but just thinking of entertainment, if people get used to watching stuff at home and not going to theaters, they might just totally make that shift of, well, I don't need to go see this in a theater. I can see it in my home. It makes me wonder if people are going to start going out and buying, you know, setting up their home, you know, getting the bigger TVs and the surround sound and all that so that they can enjoy the movies in their home more effectively. And, you know, that, but then again, that's only one aspect of all this. You know, what about all these restaurants that, you know, especially the local guys, you know, I'm sure McDonald's will pull through and stuff like that. But, you know, what about the local guy down the street that just, you know, all his life, he just wanted to have a restaurant or a shop where he sells stuff. And then this goes for too long and he just runs out of money and he doesn't have enough money to reopen the store when it's comes back. There's all kinds of things that could change in that time. But again, I'm optimistic that that's not going to happen. So hopefully I'm right in that regards. I don't want to totally be doom and gloom, but I guess you have to think about these things.
How have your kids taken this? I talked to my friend Ian today, and he said that his kids said that he was freaking out way more than they were.
Yeah, they've taken it mostly in stride. You know, I've heard them make the comments of like, wow, this is like one of those movies that, you know, you watch, you know. This seems really, so I think they feel some of the surrealness of it, that this is something different and, you know, they've never experienced something like this before. But up until, well, over the weekend around here, all you saw the different announcements of this school district is closing, this school district is closing, this school district. Our school district, they were already planning on being out of school for spring break starting on this Friday, this coming Friday. And so the only announcement that came out over the weekend was that, well, we're going to close for spring break on Wednesday instead of Friday, but we're going to have school for the next couple days. And I think it was kind of to help parents or whoever, you know, figure out what they're going to do about childcare if both parents work or stuff like that. I think that was their thoughts. But then my kids went to school today and we got a text from my daughter saying, there's hardly anybody here. The cafeteria feels almost empty. You know, there wasn't a lot of people that attended school today. And then they announced, I think after the, they talked about only 10 people at a time can be in a group. And so at that point, I think that they announced that, nope, school is canceled. Today's the last day. There won't be any more school until after spring break, after the following week, which, you know, who knows at that point. But to be honest, when they came home, they were just kind of like, hey, no school. You know, it was just kind of like, hey, we got out early kind of thing. It wasn't like, oh, wow, this is really serious or bad. So I think they feel it, but they don't seem to be thinking about it as deeply as I am, I guess. Similar to what you said Ian experienced.
Yeah, the schools here, they closed today. We got an email while I was in Vegas that my nephew's, sorry, a text that my nephew's school was out, was done for the rest of the month. But today they were told that starting Wednesday they have to do online school. Their teachers will send them assignments via, I think it's called Google Classroom.
Yep. Yeah, that's what all my kids have.
And that to me is alien. I have no idea what Google Classroom is. But that's cool. I mean, they just lied around all day today. It's just like, ooh, we could play Minecraft all day. And my sister made them read. But at one point, like the neighbor's kids came over and wanted to play basketball. with them, and I didn't know what to say. My sister said it was fine, but I thought, wow, should they play with other kids? And I feel super ignorant. I don't know. I mean, heck, I didn't know what Google Classroom was. But I talked to my cousin today because we get together every Tuesday. And I said, we're still getting together tomorrow. And he's like, oh no. No, my wife said absolutely not. And so, I mean, there's a silver lining for her that her husband is not able to hang out with me. But I was just like, oh, okay. Well, so even just the two of us getting together to watch movies is off the table. Again, should I be panicking? Should I be freaking out about this? Not to throw my mom under the bus, but she reenacted that scene from friggin' It's a Wonderful Life today. She went to the bank and she's like, okay, I have this money in savings. I need that money. And she was told, well, you're going to have to talk to an accounts manager or something like that. And she's like, yeah, oh, of course. And they said, all the accounts managers are tied up for the next 2 hours. If you want to sit there, well, okay, there's no place to sit, but if you want to wait for 2 hours, you know, you can. And she did.
Wow. I want my $252.
Yeah, and 38 cents. And I just, again, I was like, she is so much more scared than I am. One of us has to be wrong, right? I'm not arrogant enough to be sure that it's her.
Yeah, I think, you know, panic and that kind of stark fear, I think, could only make the situation worse. I think this is something that, you know, like you said, even though the Mormon Church stopped having their weekly meetings, you know, there's still been outreach and you know, mobilizing people to make sure everybody's taken care of and that kind of stuff. And the messages, you know, from the leaders of the church have still been encouraging, you know, these are troubled times and you know, these kinds of things will happen, but it does, the messages haven't been, you know, prepare for the worst kind of thing. So I guess I still have hope that this isn't the end of the world kind of thing, even though, you know, parts of it feels like it. It's very different experience than I've ever experienced. But I don't think panicking is going to solve the problem. It'll just make it worse, make it last longer than... But as long as, you know, like your mom, if her taking her money and if she feels good about that and that makes her feel good, there's really no harm in that. The only harm is if everybody does that, then, you know, Potter's going to take over the world. So,
well, from the time that she described having to spend at the bank, I almost got the impression that there, you know, she was not alone in this. They must all listen to the same radio station. I don't want to be afraid, but you know, maybe this will just be a little thing. And we'll laugh about it 6 months from now. But it could also be a big thing that they make movies about for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Or 100 years. And I don't look forward to finding out the horror stories of what's going on in France and Italy. And then, worst of all, it's got to be China. Because we don't know what's going on there. And, of course, they wouldn't tell us what's going right on there. And so I imagine there are awful things going on there because they're all packed in so close. And it started there. I don't know. I guess you and I had it pretty good because we missed Vietnam and we didn't have a Great Depression. I barely remember like the gas shortages at the end of the 70s.
Right.
And the Gulf War broke out in 91, and none of us got drafted. We didn't have to worry about any of that. It just, you know, I guess we had it too good for too long. I don't know. I'm trying to put it in perspective, I guess, because I've never lived through a hurricane. I've never had an earthquake that did more than set off car alarms. And, you know, that, I guess I've been lucky.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess we just have to be ready for, you know, anything. I think one of the benefits of living today is we can rely so much on technology, you know, with the internet. You know, luckily there hasn't been anything wrong with the infrastructure. You're still getting good, clean water, you know, coming from your tap. And, you know, the internet works. There hasn't been an EMP explosion or something like that. You know, we have things that can help us out. And it's an interesting experience too there. I mean, you know, we've always relied on technology, but in this case, it allows things to continue. Like last week, it was decided, I work for a city, and it was decided that, was it 40 people that work for the city were chosen to work from home as a test to see, you know, if we had everything in place, if it was possible, and what needed to happen. I was chosen for one of those people to see what I could do from home. And I'm already kind of set up to work remotely for being on call and stuff like that. So I was pretty well set up, but I did struggle a bit, you know, getting everything that I really wanted to do done. But with communication and stuff, I still had all that. Now it's been determined that I guess I have a choice if I want to work or not. They've decided to send a lot of people to work from home. But my position, they said, is more critical, and I could continue to work from home if I want to, or I could choose to go to work. I think I'm going to go to work because there's not a lot of, I won't have too much exposure to people, and it's just a lot easier for me to work there than here, especially now with the school out and trying to get stuff done with all the kids home and stuff. But again, I have that option. There's that the technology available for me to do that, which is pretty amazing.
Okay, well, yeah, and that's interesting that you would choose to go into work if given the choice. I was going to ask you about working at home, if it's given you more time to podcast, to write, to do these things that you and I have in common that we do.
It might have in the long run. Like if I had to work from home for several weeks, it might. I spent a lot of time today just trying to get set up and just trying to figure out how to do stuff that I do pretty easily from work and kind of going through those struggles. So maybe over time when I refined all that, maybe I could get my work done and do some of these other things more easily. But
yeah, and I guess we're about to sign off and then record a regular podcast. But I did wonder if maybe the audience for what we do will grow with people stuck without movies, without sports, without... give me a third thing that people do. Like Gino Moretto, our friend, had tickets to a play that he told me about, and it got canceled.
Right.
And without work, too. Gino is a school teacher. It's just... maybe we can do people a service with our aural entertainment.
I was thinking about trying to make my stuff more accessible out there. My newer stuff and my older stuff, because if there's new people in the audience, then they have a whole bunch to go back and listen to if they want to. So I don't know, did I help you? Did you feel do you feel worse or better about the situation after talking about it a bit?
Well, I don't really have the answer of whether I am underreacting or I should overreact, but I guess there are cities here in America that have been put on lockdown. And if that continues and goes nationwide, then I'll really know what it's like over there in Italy and France. I'm something of a homebody anyway, though. I'm bummed that I can't go to the library anymore, but I still do the same work that I did before, and I don't. You know, my life hasn't changed all that much.
Right. Yeah, same here. I mean, I don't go out and do a lot of social things, but. And I was thinking of my dad, he's been practicing social distancing his whole life, so this is no big deal for him. So.
Are all of your kids there with you?
No, I have three of my kids are here. One, I have a daughter that lives pretty close by, just within a half hour.
But she's in college?
She's working on her own and living on her own.
Oh, okay. And has there been any temptation to say, hey, come back to the nest?
I've talked to her. I haven't asked her that yet. I've just, how are you doing? You feeling good about things? And trying to see how that goes. For her, so far it hasn't affected her work other than I think they're going to be shortening the hours. She works at an Albertsons, so I think the hours will be shorter at the Albertsons, but it's been really busy for her.
Busy not ringing up toilet paper or
right.
Hand sanitizer. Yeah, a bunch of the Walmarts I went to had signs that said that they were closing at 11 p.m. instead of being 24 hours, and I guess that's probably good. Nobody had bread yesterday. And so I went to three or four stores looking for bread. Again, because my mom said, we have to have bread. And I just,
if that goes on a long time, that could be interesting because... Yeah, we noticed that the breads and the sugars and the flours and stuff like that were not available. We went to Costco on Saturday, and there was plenty of food there, and that the people weren't going crazy, at least when we were there. But then again, there was no toilet paper, and there were some of the other things. There was a box or a bunch of Kleenex boxes. We bought a stack of those, but...
Yeah, I guess the water thing doesn't make sense because, like you said, tap water is fine, or tap water and then boiling it, I guess, is fine.
Yeah, unless there's some crazy thing that goes on with the water supply, which, that's a virus shouldn't affect that at all.
But I don't know. I mean, that was one of the first things to disappear.
Yeah, water and TP.
Well, I hope that this is all very amusing to people listening in the future. Your kids, the youngest is, tell me again, 12?
Just turned 13.
13, which it's a he, right?
Yep.
He's too young to remember September 11th. That's our benchmark. That's the thing in our lifetimes that we talk about all the time. Where were you?
Yeah.
And that's ancient history to young people.
Well, even my daughter, who was born in the year 2000, our oldest, she doesn't remember that at all. She was only 1 year old when that happened. So.
And I sometimes I will tell my nephew about it and about how it felt, and that no, that had never happened in America, and it just it changed the way that we saw the world, that we did things, and it was not, it was inconceivable until it happened. And so maybe this will be something like that, but I hope not. I hope this is something like Y2K the year before, where, I mean, people were afraid of Y2K. I mean, like, really afraid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. I was.
And there were, I don't know that people killed themselves or anything like that, but there were religious cults that were just like, you know, it's all going to end on December 31st, 1999. I hope you've made peace with things. And that all seems hilarious now. But yeah, I guess I'm just saying, I hope that that is, that it's much more like that than a time that everything was different after.
Right. Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm done talking. We were going to keep this really short.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. That's why I thought maybe we just would put this out with hardly any edits on it. Just otherwise, it might take too long. It might be all over, maybe, hopefully, by the time we got it out. But so I thought we'd try to get this out a little quicker. But
okay.
So, yeah. So I guess, you know, hope all is well with you, and that, you know, if you're being directly affected by this, I really hope that it's short, and that I wish you well through this trial, or this trying time we're in right now. But for now, this is Marshall Latham.
And this is Rish Outfield, but let me invite people to comment. If you're afraid, if you have concerns that we haven't touched on, and of course you do, feel free to share it with us, and we'll read all the comments, and you're not alone. Whatever you might be feeling, other people are feeling too. And it is helpful to know that other people are going through what you're going through. And so if you want to socially connect through these comments and through us, feel free to do so, and we'll address it.
Well said. Well said.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.